Here now to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Sonia. Some choice headlines in the papers today as part of their coverage of the wet weather and the imminent arrival of Storm Kathleen tomorrow. The wrath of Cath, says the Mirror. Scaredy Cath, says the Sun. The Independent says it's the 11th named storm of the year. The Times says the wet weather will lead to a potato shortage. Potatoes are normally planted on St. Patrick's Day, but this year, according to the Mail, because of saturated soils, only 50 acres have been planted, and normally it's 21,000 acres. Agriculture and the bad weather is covered in the Star under the headline, In the Name of the Fodder. Whereas on its front page, the Star reaches to the Irish word for wet for its main headline in the bad weather. It reads, For fluck's sake. Double tap. That's the term in military jargon for the type of attack on an apartment building in Ukraine yesterday. According to the Irish Times, a drone strike hit an apartment building in Kharkiv, killing a civilian. Then, when three rescue workers rushed to the scene, a second missile was launched and they were killed. Double tap. The war in Gaza is pictured in the Irish Independent. An injured man is shown clinging to the shrouded body of his baby daughter killed by an Israeli bombing yesterday. His bandaged face is pushed against the face of the dead child. The Irish News carries a cartoon of Benjamin Netanyahu standing in front of destroyed buildings with military jets flying overhead. He's shrugging and saying, "It's not genocide, we're just a bit careless." That news on social media fraud you heard in the bulletin is the main front page story in the Irish Independent this morning. Some individuals have lost hundreds of thousands investing online. The paper says that one man in his 50s was using an app to track how his investments were doing. The app, however, was fake and he lost €120,000. Another scam appears in a court report from Cork. The Irish Examiner tells us that a local man was arrested for taking deposits from would-be renters for a room in a property in the city. He would take their cash, then give them keys, which they'd find out later didn't open any doors in the property. He was caught when one of the renters got a photo of his public service card. Another court report in the Examiner features a slow tractor driver. He was driving on a narrow country road last year and a queue of traffic had built up behind him. In that queue of traffic was a Garda, who told the court that over 4 kilometres, the tractor driver had at least 7 chances to pull in and let the vehicles pass. The driver was given a fixed penalty notice of €80, which he failed to pay, so the court fined him €600. And that was in the district court in Macroom. And district courts are mentioned in the Irish Independent business section in a story about a new government fund to support the reporting of district courts and local councils. The fund will pay journalists to attend court and council meetings, which at the moment are not being reported on. The new fund is worth €5 million and all reports will be available in an online portal in Irish and English. And some news in the Daily Mirror, Irish Daily Mirror, on the little girl who was stabbed in Parnell Square in Dublin last November. You'll recall that that attack preceded the Dublin riots. According to the Mirror, the girl, who's 5, is doing well. Her parents say that she's in a rehabilitation phase and there are still questions about her future. They go on to say, despite all the mights and maybes, we have to believe in her, mainly because she does.
That's very good news indeed. Ronan, thank you.